Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, September 12th, 2013. Israeli soldiers invade West Bank communities, injure 7 civilians and kidnapped another 5. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources in Nablus in the northern part of the West Bank have reported that 7 residents have been injured by Israeli army fire after dozens of soldiers invaded Al-Askar refugee camp east of the city and kidnapped several residents. Local sources said that the soldiers invaded the camp and fired gas bombs, concussion grenades and flares, wounding 7 Palestinians. Soldiers also kidnapped the father and his 2 sons after violently breaking into their home. Furthermore, medical sources have reported that a Palestinian youth was moderately injured after being shot by Israeli soldiers near the Joseph Tomb in Nablus. The army claimed that the soldiers shot the young man after he opened fire at them. Israeli medics moved the wounded man to a nearby Israeli hospital. Local sources said that several Israeli buses and military jeeps invaded the city and surrounded the Joseph Tomb near the Balata refugee camp in the city and prevented the Palestinians from approaching it so the settlers can pray in the tomb. Clashes have reported between local youths and the soldiers. Locals hurled stones and Molotov cocktails, while soldiers fired rounds of live ammunition and rubber-coated metal bullets. Also in northern West Bank, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded several areas in the city of Jenin, kidnapped 5 Palestinians and confiscated computers and tractors. Soldiers also demolished the building and structures. In other news, Israeli sources have reported that 2 settler women were mildly injured after a number of Palestinian youths threw stones at their car near Beit Umar town, north of the southern West Bank city of Hebron. The sources said that the 2 women were moved to Hadassah Israeli Hospital in Jerusalem, suffering minor injuries. The army initiated a search campaign and invaded several Palestinian homes in the area. Hebron has been subjected to excessive Israeli military assaults that led to a dozen of arrests and injuries, especially in Al-Arub refugee camp, leading to further tension in the area. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, September 12th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.